Right, next choice is Brown Eyed Girl. No way, I'm not doing that one. Just kidding. It's up to you guys to vote. Would you rather do the melody, the intro where it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or would you rather do like, let's say the melody, like, hey, where do we go? Melody or the guitar riff? All right, and the answer is guitar riff. So here we go. Obviously, first we need the key. This one, I happen to know it's two notes at once. So we're going to do the lower voice first. Each note of a lick is called a voice. First, we need the key. In order to get the key, right when he comes in here, can you hear what note that bass did? Boom. So find that note. This note we've had already today, and the key is G, right? So now that we know that, we're gonna listen to this guitar riff. So there's two voices, as you can hear. Don't play yet. One goes da da di da da. The other one goes da da di da da. So that's, you have to decipher all that first. You know, you have, so this, I always like to go from the ground up, so we're going with the lower note. The key is G, boom, and the note is da. So what number is that? Again, it's boom, and then the guitar is da. So what interval is that? So we got a one, the answer is one. And then the next note, da da, da da, did it go up or down? From da to da, went up by a lot or a little. Went up by a little. So could it be a two? All right, I'm gonna let you try it. Da. Well, first of all, by ear, does it sound like do re? Like, what is your tune for your for the two? Do re. You have, okay. Well, I just use, yeah. You use the same thing I do, which is do, just the do re mi scale, like do re. So does it sound like that? Da da. The first two notes of that lick. It does, yeah. And then from there, does it go up or down? Like da da da. That third note goes up by a lot or a little. Could it be three? So one, two, three. All right. And then what happens to it? Yeah, you guys got it. Can I, go ahead. Just tell me the numbers.
One, two, three, two.
Correct. Correct. One, two, three, two, one. Mm-hmm. Correct. We'll worry about the other voice in a little while. We'll come back to it later. Then it seems like the same sequence, but it's moved up somewhere. So don't play yet. Dum. You're relating the boom with the boom. So what's the interval of that? Dum to dum. Yeah, four. Here comes the bride. So, and then does it sound like the same sequence? Could it be like a one, two, three based off of the four of the G chord, which is C? Yeah, probably. So try that. I don't want to hold you back too much. So. And indeed, you see it is. Although you just played it in a different key. Play it starting on C. And then move it. Correct. And then it goes back to the original spot. Da 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 da. Right, so we got the one, two, three. So if you really wanted to analyze that from the point of view of the key of G, you would have to go one, two, three, two, one, four, five, six, five, four, right? And then one, two, three, two, one. Now there's one other note after that. Boom. So we're analyzing or boom to So again, we're gasnizing to So what is that? So it's a five, but it's a five below what we've had. One, two, three, two, one, five. Like, some teachers would teach you that's down a fourth. Because, like, the note is D in this case. But I don't hear it like that. I don't hear it. I hear everything in relation to the tonic, if you see what I mean. So one, two, three, two, one, five in the lower octave. So play that. I want you to play one, two, three, two, one, four, five, six, five, four, and then one, two, three, two, one, five, an octave lower, in the lower octave, that is. Count you off, go one, two, three, two, one, like one, two, three, go. Yeah, correct. And then do it rhythmically, like do it in the rhythm of it. Da 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 da. One, two, three, go. Keep going. You got it. Good. So let's just, before we go nuts, let's just do the other part. The other part is, hang on, sorry. Da, 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 da. So don't play anything yet, but we got the tonic is and the note is so what is that? Three. Oh blah or oh blah. Excuse my falsetto voice. Now, sometimes music theory can speed up slaving over transcribing. You've heard me say this before, and this is a prime example. The melody's in thirds. You got. You can hear that the upper voice is in the same exact contour as the other, so it's not going to be doing a lot of different things. It's moving up by step and back, then moving up a fourth, right? It's all sort of parallel motion, you know. So if the first part is 1 2 3 2 1 and you're a third up from that, what do you got?
Which note?
Yeah, like what will be the numbers? The first number is 3. So, like, if instead of 1 2 3 2 1, you had to have 3, what?
4 5 4 3.
Right, exactly. So one of you, if you could do, Chad, can you do the 3 4 5 4 3? So, and do it in unison, 2 3 go. Per piece of cake. Where, as to how to figure that out, how to play both parts on the neck right now is not really relevant. You play, you know, I'd probably use the second and third strings. You know, but that's the whole point. And then you can use your music theory. And then the last little note. Da, let's transcribe that note. Da. So our tonic is ta So what do you think it is? Ta. That's a 2. So we went down to a 5th in the first voice at the end of the lick, right? But in this case, it's down to a 2. So where is 2 in relation to G? It would be like an A note. So in other words, right? You guys, should we show you how to play that real quick? Just so you can, there is a certain peace of mind in playing it after all this work, but I don't want to digress the class too much, but let's just do it. It'd be the strings 2 and 3, fret 12, watch this, fret 12, and then 14 and 13, no wait, just play, no, it's 14 and 13. Yeah. And then up a whole step from there. Back to the original. Yep, so let's hear that. 3 4. Now bring all that whole pattern up to the 5th fret, up to, I'm sorry, the 5th fret above 12, which is 17. That's right. And then back to where you started. And then the last one is the 5th and the 5 and the 2 below the octave. Well, the 2 is above the octave, but the 5 is below. So you'll have the 5th, which is 12th fret, 4th string, and then, right, correct. So the whole thing, let's play it together, 2, 3, 4, like. Okay, good enough. Let's move on to the next tune.